Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
RadioNetwork.com. Simulcast on Facebook Live.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Great. James Brown, the Godfather of Soul, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
So good.
We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Stephen King, President and CEO of Growth Force. Folks, if you're a small business owner, you need to know about Growth Force. If you use QuickBooks, they can help you with your accounting, your bookkeeping, and other services, other financial services. I encourage you to check them out, growthforce.com. One of the reasons you want to go to that website is to find this ebook, this brand new ebook on a practical guide to protecting your business against fraud. What's the cost on that, Stephen?
It's free. The CEO's Guide to Reducing Fraud is absolutely free.
I knew it was, but I wanted to hear you say it, folks. How about that? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, who loves you? A free book on how to help prevent yourself from fraud. Who loves you? That's all I want to know. So, okay, Stephen, thank you for that. Thank you. We love free things around here. But, folks, this is, you know, sometimes you say, well, you get what you pay for. This is a really nice offer for you. So please go there and check it out, GrowthForce.com. Okay, we're talking about fraud, internal, external fraud, things that cost you money, things that could take you down. I've seen fraud take down a company before, Stephen. I'm sure you have too.
Sure. Yeah, no, the dollar amounts are so big. You know, 23% of fraud cases were over $1 million in loss in 2016. So it's a, you're looking at...
All small businesses are undercapitalized. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. And so you can't afford this kind of money going away.
Yeah, I mean, check tampering, which is, you know, really popular. It's basically somebody goes in and changes the payee on the check. You know, first off, if you're still using checks, you should stop. In the book, we talk about how to use bill.com to automate the bill payment and use your iPhone and securely.
We hardly write any checks anymore around here.
Yeah, why would you? But when you, people who do have checks, their average loss, average is $158,000. And business owners say, I would know if that happened. I would know.
But you won't know $450 at a time.
That's exactly right, Jim. You just nailed it. So, and you prevent it by separating duties. You know, in the book, we've got a chapter on what happens in small businesses if there's only two people in the department. How do you separate the duties? What if you got three people, four people in the office? How do you separate the duties? And then what are some of the warning signs? You know, what being alert to changes in people's behavior. That's one of the big pieces. And there's some things here that are not counterintuitive. You know what the single biggest way people get caught? An anonymous hotline.
Or they go on vacation.
Well, yes, that's the second biggest.
The biggest thing is they won't go on vacation. That's when you got to start working, folks. Is when they won't go on vacation.
Anonymous hotlines, anonymous tips. When if you set a culture at the top where the CEO is ethical, and then you say to everybody, if you see anything, you call this number, then people will drop a dime. They will absolutely say, you know what? I saw something. I'm going to say something. And it doesn't cost you anything to have a phone. Somebody's dedicated to
being. I wouldn't have thought about the hotline. I got to say that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, cash, you know, I mean, I had a business where most of the business wasn't cash, but in any given day, we'd take in $150, $200 in dollars and coins and things like that. And all of a sudden, I had an employee had been there a couple of months or so that was running the front office there, with the customers. All of a sudden, I noticed that we were getting no cash in, zero. And after a couple of weeks, I said, okay, I know what's going on with this. This is ridiculous. They're so stupid.
Right.
Not only were they too stupid to steal, so stupid they stole from me, they were so stupid they didn't know how to make it work. They were taking all the cash.
Yeah, crazy. If somebody's physically receiving payments, then you've got to make sure that they're not making the bank deposits. They can't go into the QuickBooks file and create credit memos or invoices because that's how they cover their tracks. Mm-hmm. This person didn't sound like they were smart enough to do that.
What about expense fraud?
Exp- defense fraud is surprisingly a smaller dollar amount. It's only $40,000, so that's a big number. but what an employee will do is they will submit fake expenses. And the best way to overcome that is to use an app. There's two apps that we recommend in the book, Insperity Expensible and Expensify. Right. Those are two expense management tools that will help almost eliminate the possibility of a handwritten expense report without any receipts to back up the claim.
Stephen, I need your website again, please.
It's growthforce.com, G-R-O-W-T-H, force.com.
And tell us quickly the title of the fraud book, anti-fraud book.
It's The CEO's Guide to Reducing Fraud.
All right, so check it out, folks. That's free at growthforce.com. Check it out. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Stephen King, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of GrowthForce, growthforce.com. Check them out. You'll like it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.